The public perception of opioids is not good right now. Thousands of people around the U.S. die each year due to opioid overdoses. But doctors prescribe them for a reason. They're good at alleviating pain. Many, though, given the addictive qualities of opioids, are prescribing different regimens for their patients. A new study by a WSU medical researcher shows that in many cases, those other regimens are just as good at controlling pain. Dr. Sterling McPherson is an associate professor of medicine and the director of biostatistics and clinical trial design. He and a colleague at the Oregon Health and Sciences University have found that for many patients who no longer take opioids, their pain has remained the same or even lessened. McPherson and his colleague examined the records of about 550 patients in the VA system. They were people who had been prescribed opioids for at least a year to treat chronic pain and then were removed from opioid regimens by their doctors.
We really don't know what happens after patients have been discontinued after long-term opioid therapy. And I think that sometimes people are surprised to hear that that's a relatively large swath of patients who are in the healthcare system that have been on opioids for a long time.
So it seems the goal is to run away from opioids as much as possible. You know, given what has happened to so many people, anything that's an alternative to an opioid is that sort of the motivation behind this study?
Not necessarily the motivation, although I can certainly appreciate what you're saying. It's certainly true that we want to manage chronic pain in the most effective means possible. And I think our question here was, can opioids provide that? We know that opioids can be a very effective tool, and sometimes that's not said very much right now, but for people who just had their wisdom teeth pulled out or just had major surgery or who have cancer, opioids is oftentimes a pretty effective treatment modality. But the question here is it effective for other types of chronic pain? And while we're not saying that it should never ever be used, in this sample it appears that it just wasn't effective at managing chronic pain. And so the necessary follow-up question is, well, what is effective?
So is it fair to say that scientists have there's no blanket idea as to for opioids for people as a whole, that there are so many individual differences that it's really difficult to figure out what's going to, if there's one other thing that's going to work for so many other people?
Absolutely. In fact, that's one thing that we talk about in this paper, both in the introduction based on previous literature, but then also in our results, is just that chronic pain varies widely. And it's difficult to predict, in part, and this is, this is a little bit of a biostatistical answer, but I won't get into the weeds. But the fact that people change so much compared to themselves over time. So if I give you a pain rating scale score of 4 today, it may be 8 in a week or two. And that fluctuates a lot. And that's on a scale from 0 to 10. And so it makes it difficult to predict what my pain is going to be several months from now, let alone several weeks from now. And so I think that's what's led to a necessary deeper dive into what are people doing to manage their chronic pain and how do we most effectively provide treatments for certain groups of people, group A, where this treatment may be effective, versus group B, where another treatment may be effective. And there's a lot of work to be done to sort that out.
You, as a substance abuse researcher, do you notice that there's an urgency on opioid research right now? It's simply because of the societal damage that they've done. Is this become a public health emergency and therefore research is going on because of that?
It's absolutely a public health emergency. I don't think that there's any dispute about that. So I think as a result, it's not just people who are using drugs illicitly, but many people who are using drugs legally. In fact, in consultation with their provider, like in this study, that was the majority of our patients. In fact, we screened out patients who were on methadone or Suboxone or receiving any kind of treatment for an opioid use disorder. That was intentional on our part. And so certainly I think that this question of where do opioids fit into the care of patients is a larger question than just are people developing a use disorder, and then if they are, what do we do about it? This, unfortunately, the opioid epidemic has grown tentacles into chronic pain, into depression, into a variety of other therapeutic areas that I think are going to now be investigated as a result of where we find ourselves.
So give me an idea of how this fits into the opioid research that's been done.
There have been lots of investigations about whether or not opioid therapy is effective for chronic pain, and people have examined it in migraine pain, in back pain, chest pain, lots of different types. And this is a comprehensive study of all different types of pain, and it's in a large representative sample. I think that that's what it adds to the literature. What we were able to do is to examine not just whether or not on average people's pain changed after long-term opioid therapy, but did it change differently for people who started out with mild versus moderate versus severe pain. And we basically found that it's true regardless of what level of pain you have, which I think is a unique contribution as well.
Sterling McPherson is the Director of Biostatistics and Clinical Trial Design at the WSU College of Medicine.